Marketing Department. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a bill that was sent to collections.
Okay.
But I put my FSA card in your system and tried to pay the bill through there. And I got a notice from somebody stating that I needed to reach out to the credit company, but on their statement here, it says detach and return with payment to Middleton Family Medicine. So I'm confused because I'm not paying with a money order or a check. I'm paying with my FSA card.
Okay, let me check for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have my card in the system, so I don't know.
Okay, ma'am. Will you please help me out with the date of birth?
Say that again?
Your date of birth.
I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're saying.
Is this account under your name or someone else?
My name. No,
okay.
My name.
Okay, so I need the date of birth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. 7/17/62.
7/17/1962.
Yep.
Okay, just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's a good name?
It's Cynthia Werdeman.
Got it. Okay, it's showing like you still owe the collection amount $223.44. Let me check. Okay.
My credit card is in the system, and it wouldn't let me pay it.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't allow you to pay this amount, right?
No, it didn't. And I got a message from somebody stating that I needed to reach the collection company.
Yeah,
that's right. But the thing that I have from them tells me to send the payment to you.
Yeah, actually, what's here it is. Let me tell you the full scenario. Actually, first of all, if your the outstanding amount is not goes to the collection, okay, so you can pay it from your end. But after the amount is goes under the collection agency, so you need to be pay at the collection agency. You need to be contact them and they will help you to pay this amount. Okay, but if you want, so you can pay the collection amount over this number, okay, and you can contact us. So right
well,
now if you want, so I can help you.
Yeah, that's why I called. I just want to give you the card number and have you pay it.
Sure. Let me pull out my payment portal. So Cynthia, it'll take a little bit time because my internet is a little bit slow.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Cynthia. So the amount is $223.44. Okay. Now, will you please help me on with your credit card or the debit card number?
Yep, it's 5599. 5251. 6606. 8322.
Okay. The number is very too much long. Please check again.
I'll repeat it for you, yes.
Okay.
5599 5251.
Okay.
6606. 8322.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat again, just check it out. It's a 5599 5251 6606 8322, right?
Correct. Yep.
Got it. And what's the security code?
799.
Got it. And the expiration date?
Is 0426.
0426. Got it. And the cardholder's name?
It's a Vidya. I think it's a Vidya. Hold on a minute. Got a sticker over it. Yeah, it's a Vidya. A Vidya Health. It's an FSA account or HSA account.
No. I need your name, the cardholder's name.
Oh, I thought you said the card. No. All right. Cynthia Werdeman.
Got it. All right. And the billing address is the same, 471 Walnut Street, Service, Massachusetts.
Yep.
Okay. Let me proceed for the payment. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. One second, Cynthia. There is something error. Only 202 was collected for of the 202 request due to insufficient. I think Cynthia, you don't have this insufficient fund. That's why the system just.
It's my FSA account. There is enough money in it. FSA account.
I'm sorry, but it's showing like you don't have the sufficient amount, and only $202.24 was collected out of $223.44 request due to insufficient fund. You can collect balance later. Okay. Do one thing. Do you have any other?
No, not right now. No, I was using my FSA account. All right. Well, process that amount then.
Okay, so right now we just made a payment of the $202.24. Let me
202.24. Okay. That's just very strange. And you're sure that the amount that what I put in already didn't go through?
We only deducted the amount of $202.24. I am just sending you the receipt on your Gmail ID, which is style stylethegent@gmail.com. I just sent you the receipt of the payment. Just check it out.
Yeah, and I'm going to check out this account. That's very strange. Okay. All right. All right, so you've got the 203.24 in. All right, thank you.
So do you don't have right now any other card, right?
No, as I told you, this is what I'm going to be paying you then for right now, because no, I don't have, not with me right now.
Okay, no worry, but make sure to please pay the rest of the amount as soon as possible. Might be this not going to affect you in case, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep, will do. Thank you.
Okay, Cynthia, sorry for the inconvenience. Have a good evening.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.